弟兄姐妹同龄大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brethren.
很高兴又回到 Cerritos 教会跟大家一起来聚会敬拜神。
I'm very happy that I can come to Cerritos to worship God together with everyone.
这次小弟来南加州是参加传道人进修会。
I'm here to attend the minister's workshop.
还有参加 NCC.
And to also attend the NCC.
然后呢就要协助成恩神训办的工作。
And then I will also be helping out with the work of NATS.
本来以为没有时间呢，可以来这边看大家，有点失望。
Originally, I thought I wouldn't have time to come here, and I was sad about that.
结果后来有安排出来，今天又可以跟大家一起来这边守安息日。
But then they were able to work out the schedule, so I could keep the Sabbath with everyone.
所以早上我就跟 Raymond 传道一起坐 Joseph 的车过来。
So this morning I came with Preacher Raymond in Joseph's car.
这次呢？负责人有特别交代说让小弟讲一些婚姻的题目。
And this time the council members have specially asked for me to speak on the topic of marriage.
也没有错，教会的未来就是在年轻人的身上。
And the future of the church does indeed, it does, is on the future of the youth.
年轻人面对最大的一个选择就是婚姻。
And the greatest decision that youth face is their marriage.
当然进入婚姻之后也有很多的东西要学习。
And after you are married, there are many things that you still have to learn.
但是要先进那个关卡，先踏进去，也是一个很难做的，非常大的决定。
But just to enter in and to take that step is also a very great decision.
婚姻呢，圣经说每个人都会面对。
And the Bible says that marriage is something everyone must face.
也影响很大。
And has a great impact.
影响我们这一代的人。
And it impacts the generation.
也影响我们的上一代。
And it also impacts the next generation.
更会影响下一代。
And it has a very great impact on the second generation.
那除了有特别恩赐的人不需要结婚之外。
Unless you have a special gift and you don't need to be married.
圣经说每个人其实都要积极的去面对婚姻，然后去在婚姻里面学习。
The Bible says that otherwise you should proactively try to face your marriage and to learn within your marriage.
我们活在世上，所以我们都面对很多世上的观念。
We live in this world, so we face many of the concepts in this world.
世上的观念往往跟圣经的观念不太一样。
And the world's concepts are different from the Bible's.
但是因为有时候我们电影看太多了，韩剧看太多了，所以都从世俗当中来学习很多的观念。
But sometimes we watch too many movies, we watch too many Korean dramas that we have started to absorb from the worldly concepts.
尤其年轻人接触外面的媒体特别的多。
Especially for youths, they come into contact with a lot of media.
还有跟朋友的相处。
And also from through their exposure through friends.
对婚姻的想法有时候是趋向世界的想法。
And so sometimes their concept of marriage is towards the world's concept.
甚至有时候我们当家长的也是一样。
And sometimes even as parents, we are the same.
有时候我们会被外面的影响。
And we are also influenced out by external.
那我们从圣经里面呢来分享一个题目。
And so from the Bible, let us share a topic.
你是否看见呢？
Have you seen it?
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们特别要来学习说你是否看见神在婚姻当中给你的预备呢？
And we will study today, have you seen the preparation that God has made for your marriage?
因为我们信神的人，我们知道一切我们生命所有的东西都是神的预备。
We know for those of us who believe in God that everything that we have is prepared by God.
因为神是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
父亲替儿女预备一切是应该的。
And for a father to prepare for their children is something that is very natural.
问题是他帮你预备的，你有没有看见？
But the problem is, do we see what it is he has prepared for us?
然后你接不接受神给你的预备？
And do we accept what it is he has prepared for us?
那你顺不顺服神的预备？
Do you submit to the preparations God has made for you?
所以问题从来不是有没有替你预备。
So the question was never, did God prepare something for you?
而是你到底看不看得出来？
But the question is, can you see it?
那在创世纪里面二章里面呢，记载神创造了一切之后呢，就设立了婚姻。
In Genesis chapter 2, it says that in creation, after creation, God created marriage.
从18节到25节都是特别谈神设立婚姻这个制度。
From verses 18 to verse 25 is specially mentioning the establishment of marriage.
那么今天早上就从这一段里面呢来讲三种看见。
And from this passage today, we will study three have you seen it?
就是在婚姻里面的三种不同的看见。
The three things that we should be able to see in our marriage.
那第一种是什么看见呢？
What is the first thing we should see?
第一种呢是神的看见。
The first is that it is God who sees.
二章的十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
二章十八节，主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
婚姻的开始，这位神有看见一件事。
The beginning of marriage was because God saw something.
看到什么呢？
What did God see?
看到他所做的亚当啊，一个人在这边不是很好。
He saw that the Adam that he had created, it was not very good for him to be alone.
因为这个时候神已经创造了天地万物了。
Because at this time, God had already created all creation.
神还把所有的动物，按照第十九节，把所有的动物带到亚当的面前。
And in verse 19, God had brought every animal before Adam.
给亚当一件非常巨大困难的工作，就是给他们改名字。
And he gave Adam a very great and very difficult task to have to name them.
我们有时候生一个孩子，要想名字都要想几个礼拜。
Sometimes for us, when we have one child, we think many weeks just to think of a name for it.
亚当很聪明，每一个动物来到面前，马上不需要任何时间就给他一个名，要叫他走，因为很多动物啊，你不能一个想一个礼拜。
But Adam was very smart. He was able to give a name very quickly to each animal and tell him to go on because he didn't have that much time.
多少的动物，多少的昆虫、飞鸟，全部都给他命名了。
Because if you think about how many animals there are, how many insects that he had to name all of them.
但是亚当看到那些动物啊，每一个都是一双一对的在他面前经过。
And Adam saw that these pairs of animals came before him.
就会有时候可能啊，我们想象一下圣经的话嘛，有时候就可能会一个人在那边发呆啊。
And sometimes when we are thinking about the word of God, we can be
或是不是很开心的样子啊。
Or we don't look very happy.
那个就是独居，因为亚当在这个时候呢还在独居。
And this is because we are alone, and Adam at the time was alone.
这种不好啊，不是一种犯罪来的不完美。
And this that God said that it was not good for him to be alone.
而是神故意的。
It is something purposely done by God.
因为这个时候人还没有犯罪。
But it was not a sin, because man had not sinned.
那神所做的一切都很好啊。
Because all that God had done was good.
只有这样不好。
Only this one matter, it was not good.
神故意啊，在创造人的过程当中啊，把一个需要放在男人的心里。
And so God purposely, when he created man, put a need for within his heart.
当然后来也包括女人了。
And this also later on was placed in women.
就是你一个人过日子啊，其实不怎么好。
And it is that need is that it is not that good to be by yourself.
我们当传道人常常要出差。
As a pastor, we often have to go abroad.
当然我们有家庭，出差的时候，大家看到传道很高兴。
And we have our own families, but when we go out, we are very, members are happy to see us.
但是要出来看大家，这代表要把家里的人要放下。
But to see everybody, we have to leave our families behind.
以前呢，那个手机啊，怎么还没有那么方便的年代。
In the past, it was not as convenient to communicate with our cell phones.
我们出差啊，都要打长途电话。
And so when we would go abroad, we would have to make long distance calls.
去每个地方都要先打听，哎，哪里买电话卡？20块买一张啊，可以打几分钟，还要比较一下。
And no matter where we go, we would first try to find out where can we buy a long distance calling card and compare prices.
记得差不多20年前第一次去英国的时候。
20 years ago, when I went to England,
去到爱丁堡，很美的一个环境。
I went to Edinburgh, which is a very beautiful place.
心情很开朗。
And my heart was very joyful.
他们带我去一个山下边一个湖，很大的湖。
And they took me to by a mountain, a large lake.
哇，有草地，有山，有阳光，有云。
There was grass, there was clouds, there was.
哇，这很完美的一个图画。
And it was very beautiful.
突然间，在我面前出现两只天鹅。
And suddenly before me there were two.
哇，天鹅 swan.
Swan.
哇，他们呢，应该是夫妻了，我看。
And I think that they're probably a couple.
在我面前这样，好像很亲密这样子。
And they were very close to each other in front of me.
然后两个脖子这样，两个头碰在一起。
And they were, their necks were entwined around each other.
突然间，我就觉得这个风景虽然很美，但是好像有点不美，让我想起我的家人，我的太太。
And even though the scenery was so beautiful, then suddenly I didn't feel it was as beautiful because I thought of my family and my wife.
因为他们动物都是一双一对的。
Because animals are together in pairs.
一个人就缺了一点东西。
And so one person by themselves is lacking something.
这个是神放在亚当心里一种需要。
And this was a need that God placed in the heart of Adam.
就是人长大了，人到了某一个年纪了，你就有结婚的需要。
And so when a person grows up at a certain age, then they will have this need for marriage.
这种需要呢是神放在人的心里面。
And this need was placed in the heart of man by God.
就好像人要拜神一样，人有拜神的倾向，也是神放在人的心里面。
Just like it is God who placed in man's heart that need to worship God.
那年轻人跟年老人、年纪大的人的那种婚姻里面的需要当然就不一样。
And the needs of a young person and an older person in marriage is different.
当然有肉体的需要。
Of course, there's a physical need.
也有这个。感情的需要。
There's also an emotional need.
也有这个信仰上的需要。
And there's also a religious or spiritual need.
所以神的看见是什么呢？
And so what is it that God saw?
在婚姻里面，神的看见就是人有需要。
What God saw was that man had a need for marriage.
而且人 这方面呢是只有一个人自己一个人呢是不完全的。
And then God saw that a person by himself is not complete.
你要找一个人来配合，两个人在一起互相来补给，互相来帮助，就变成完全。
And he needs somebody else to be compatible and to help each other.
这个是个很重要的观念。
And this is a very important concept.
今天年轻人很多的婚姻的观念就是，我要结婚的话，我一定要找一个好的，
Today,
我认为好的。
For many youths who want to get married, their concept is that I want to find someone that I think is good.
因为我自己很好，很有条件。
Because I myself am very good.
所以呢，我要找一个跟我一样好的。
So I need to find someone equally as good as I am.
这样我们两个在一起呢才会好。
Then when we are together, then things will be good.
如果一个自己很好，但是那个没有你那么好的，你觉得这样子会不幸福的。
If you think that you are very good, but you are with somebody who is not as good, then you think you won't be happy.
或者是我们一直在找完美的人。
Or we keep on looking for a very perfect person.
所以我们会有理想。
And this is our ideal.
但是你看婚姻里面神看见什么？
But what is it that God saw in marriage?
就算还没有犯罪之前呢，神就已经看见人是不完全的。
This was before man had fallen, before sin had come, and God saw that man was not complete.
神造男人的时候，他就造有一块是一定要有一个人来帮助他，才把他变完全。
And God created it so that there needed to be another person to make the other person complete.
女人也是一样。
And it is the same for women.
所以神的看见就是婚姻这两个不完全的人来互相来帮助对方。
And so what God saw was that two people who are incomplete come together to help one another.
所以年轻人一定有这个观念。
And so for youths, we need this concept.
如果你觉得自己没有需要，那 OK， 其实不一定每一个人都有要结婚。
If you feel that you don't have any needs, then that is okay. Not everyone needs to get married.
但是如果你自己觉得已经开始有需要了。
But if you feel that you do have this need,
你就要了解。
Then you need to understand.
我是不完全的。
That I am not perfect.
我要求神带领我，让我找到可以帮助我的另外一半。
I need to pray to God to ask Him to help me to find my other half.
如果你觉得自己很完全，那可能暂时等一下，可能你还没有 ready， 还没有准备好。
If you feel that you are very perfect and very complete, then maybe you should wait because you are not ready yet.
或者是你觉得自己没有这个需要。
Or maybe you don't feel that you have this need.
但是我们来想想，就算在伊甸园里面，人都还没有犯罪，神都觉得人有需要。
But we can see that even in the Garden of Eden, before man sinned, God already saw that man had this need.
更何况被赶出伊甸园之后，生活更艰苦。
So how much more so when after man was driven out of Garden of Eden, when life was very toilsome?
要走这条信仰的道路就更困难。
It is more difficult to walk on this journey of faith.
这个需要不是更大吗？
And so is not the need even greater?
我们来看这个彼得前书。
Let us look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩。所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
世俗的观念呢，婚姻就是为了爱情。
And in the worldly concept, marriage is for love.
为了自己。
It is for yourself.
为了自己的幸福。
It is for your own happiness.
但是神的观念，圣经的观念不是这样。
But the Bible's concept and God's concept is not.
婚姻的观念是两个软弱的人，两个不完全的人要走在一起。
The Bible's concept is that two weak people and two incomplete people will find each other.
一起承受生命的恩典。
And together they will share in the grace of life.
生命的恩典是什么呢？
And what is the grace of life?
当然包括我们肉体的生命的恩典。
Of course, it includes the physical. Life's
住在一起啊，互相帮助啊。
That you can live together and
有伴
啊。You have a companion.
情绪上啊，感情上啊。
And your emotions, mentally, you have somebody.
更是指着说，我们一起要承受永远生命的这个过程。
But even more so that you can share together in the eternal life.
一定要了解自己有需要，你才会有办法准备婚姻。
You must understand that you have this need in order to prepare yourself for marriage.
一定要承认我们是软弱的。
You must be able to confess or admit that you are weak.
这个是一个准备。
And this is a preparation.
有一个姐妹
There's a sister.
她很早就决定她不要结婚
She decided very early on that she did not want to get married.
为什么呢
Why?
因为她从一个家庭的背景出来
because from her family background,
她的家庭呢，她父母的婚姻呢，不怎么样幸福。
Her parents' marriage was not very happy.
出了一些问题。
And there were some issues.
成长过程当中对她影响也很大。
And so this had a great impact on her as she was growing up.
所以她二十几岁的时候就决定说，我没有这个需要。
And so when she was around 20 years old, she decided, I don't have this need.
我也不想我以后重复我父母的。所犯的这种错误。
And I don't want to repeat the mistake that my parents had made.
因为他头脑里面的想法就是婚姻就是痛苦的，就是不好的。我也没有这个需要。
Because in her mind, she thought that marriage is painful, and I don't have this need.
我自己可以过得很好。
I can be very happy on my own.
我也可以保守信仰，去教会，我可以侍奉。
I can keep my faith. I can go to church and I can serve God.
好，那所以有婚介跟他讲话说介绍，他说没有必要，我不要。
So when marriage coordinators talked to her and tried to introduce her, she said, no, thank you, I don't have this need.
当婚介再问她说，你真的是不要吗？
And when the marriage coordinator asked her, do you really not want any help?
她觉得很烦啊，每个人都这样问，所以她想一个答案，她说，我喜欢一个人。
And so she felt very annoyed, so she came up with an answer. She said, I like this person.
好，这句很难翻啊，她说，我喜欢一个人。
There's a person that I like.
那
There's someone that
婚介就很高兴说，哦，你喜欢一个人啊，那你喜欢哪一个人？要不我帮你撮合一下。
And so the marriage coordinator was very happy. Said, "Oh, you like someone? Who is it? I can help to help you."
他说你误会了，我喜欢一个人是我喜欢自己一个人。
And she said, "The one that I like is myself."
啊，我自己一个人过得很好，你们不要烦我。
I'm very happy on my own. Don't bother me.
婚介当然就不再烦他了。
And so the marriage coordinator did not approach her again.
过了很多年，他都过了三十岁了。
After many years, she was over 30 years old.
有一次啊，她就从台湾啊飞过来加拿大玩。
One time she flew from Taiwan to Canada for vacation.
住在她的亲戚的家里。
And she was staying at a relative's house.
一开始很开心，还有漂亮的环境，自己出去玩，从早到晚。
At first she was very happy, and she went to see the beautiful scenery and went out every day.
自由自在。
She was very free.
那有一天呢，从外面。
And one day from outside.
回到家里的时候。
She came back from somewhere.
突然间腰。就很痛。
And then suddenly her back was was hurting.
这种痛啊，是痛得很厉害的那一种。
And this was a very severe pain in her back.
她也没有拿什么重的东西，也没有跌倒。
Even though she had not lifted anything heavy or fallen.
突然之间就腰痛。
But suddenly she had a backache.
躺在床上好几天。
And she had to lay on the bed for many days.
下床、刷牙、下来吃东西的力量都没有。
Even to get off the bed to brush her teeth was very difficult.
好像整个人瘫了一样。好像整个人瘫痪了一样。
And it was like she was paralyzed, like she was able to do anything.
当然，她的亲人都很紧张。
And so her family members were very worried for her.
她在加拿大又没有医疗保险，又不能随便很快把她送到医院。
But her family did not have insurance, so they could not send her to the hospital.
大家拼命祷告。
So everyone prayed very diligently.
过了几天。
After a few days.
慢慢好起来了。
She slowly got better.
这几天当中哦，神改变她的想法。
And during those few days, God changed her way of thinking.
她突然就觉得一个人大部分时间都很好，但是如果不健康的时候就不好了。
She thought that most of the time it's good to be on your own, but when you're not healthy, it's not good to be alone.
还有生病的时候情绪又会低落。
And also when you're sick, then emotionally you are also at a low point.
情绪低落了，其实也会影响信心软弱。这个人嘛，我们都是人。
And when you are emotionally low, this also affects your faith to be low because we are all human.
突然间想起，原来自己没有自己想象当中那么刚强。
And so she realized that she was not as strong as she thought she was.
突然间觉得有需要了。
And so she realized that she does have this need.
这个时候婚介就关心她，问她的时候。
And this time when the marriage coordinator came to approach her.
她说，现在的回答不是说我喜欢一个人了。
Now she did not say, I like someone.
她就说，好了，主耶稣怎么安排？
She said, okay, however God, Jesus has arranged for me.
就让主耶稣带领。
I'll let Jesus guide me.
所以神的看见是什么？
So what is it that God saw?
你是软弱的。
That you are weak.
你是不完全的。
That you are not complete.
你没有自己想象中那么刚强。
That you are not as strong as you think you are.
你需要一个人帮你。
That you need somebody to help you.
才有比较高的机会完成这条天国的道路。
So that there is a higher chance that you can complete this journey of faith.
所以如果你看到神所看到的。
And so finally, if you can see what God sees,
你的观念就会改变。
Then your concept will change.
自然就会在神面前谦卑。
And you will automatically humble yourself before God.
因为你看到自己真的很软弱。
Because you can see that you yourself are very weak.
看到神所看到的。
And you see what God has seen.
这个是一个开始一个点。
And so this is a starting point.
这里说他一同承受生命之恩。
And here it says that you are heirs together in the grace of life.
东西我们知道有分享就 特别的甜美，特别的好吃。
We know that when something is shared, it becomes even sweeter and even tastier.
你一个人吃饭，再好吃的东西，一个人吃饭没有什么好吃的。
If a person eats a meal by himself, no matter how good it tastes, it doesn't taste that good.
再好的茶，一个人自泡自喝，你喝两杯也不想喝了。
Even if it's a very good tea, if you're drinking it by yourself, after one cup, you wouldn't want to drink it anymore.
好的东西有人分享，那个美会加倍。
But when there's someone you can share that thing with, then the beauty of it increases.
痛苦的东西有人分担，痛苦就会减半。
And when there's someone to share in your pain, then your pain also decreases.
生命之恩也是一样。
And it is the same with the grace.
这条信仰道路当中啊，不是只有甜美的，有时候也有痛苦的，也有考验的。
In the journey of faith, sometimes it is not always sweet. Sometimes there's times of pain.
所以都需要一个人。
So we all need somebody.
所以我们在神面前要谦卑。
So we need to be humble before God.
所以英文呢，把这个配偶有一句形容，有一个字来形容，就是 soulmate， 就是灵魂的伴侣。
And so in English, there's a description of your other half, which is your soulmate.
为什么要在主内啊，有信仰的人当中来啊，让主耶稣安排婚姻？
And why is it that we need to ask God to arrange for us a partner that is within the church?
因为你的信仰不一样，你的灵魂没有办法真正连在一起。
Because when your faith is not the same, it is very difficult for your soul to really connect.
生活是很琐碎的，生活是很琐碎的，很 trivial.
And then life is very trivial.
所以有时候蜜月期嘛，蜜月期一过了，就一切都平淡。
And after the honeymoon stage, and everything becomes very plain.
人的物质的这个美貌也会慢慢的过去。
And the appearance of man also slowly passes.
再美的人，你每天跟他在一起，如果只靠美貌来维持的话，一下就失去新鲜感。
And if you are you're basing it on appearance, after you are with somebody day after day, then you will lose your
perfection. 你看好莱坞那些明星啊，结的婚姻啊，长的这几年，短的这几天。
And so we see that the couples in Hollywood, that the longest couples last for years, and the shortest ones are just few days.
到最后都是离婚的。
At the end, they end in divorce.
为什么呢
？Why?
只有外表的吸引力。
Because they are only attracted by the outward appearance.
只有条件的匹配，没有办法维持的。
And this type of requirement is not able to be sustained.
灵魂没有连在一起。
Because your soul is not connected together.
很难有这种感觉啊，走到最后。
And at the end, you will not be able to maintain that feeling.
所以我们要看到神所看见的。
So we need to see what God sees.
你没有自己那么刚强。
That you are not as strong as you think you are.
你是软弱的。
You are weak.
所以你也可以接受一个软弱的人。
So you will also be able to accept someone else who is weak.
你们两个走在一起。
And then you walk together.
一起走这条天国的道路。
You walk on this path to heaven and kingdom.
神会帮助。
And God will help.
这个就是神要我们看到他所看见的。
And this is how God wants us to see what He sees.
那再来呢，就要以人的看见了。
Next is what man sees.
看回来这个创世纪的第二章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
20. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
很有意思啊！神本来可以另外造一个夏娃，那藏在那个森林的里面，躲在那个猴子的后面啊。然后排队的时候，一个一个来，突然间看见说：“咦，这个就是我的。”
And there's something very interesting about this is that God could have created an Eve, and then when He is naming them behind after meeting the monkey, He meets Eve and says, "Oh, you're mine."
自己找到的，自己发现的。
And it would be someone that He realized or found on His own.
这样比较合逻辑嘛。
This is very logical.
因为神什么都做好了，为什么突然间又说有一个没有，要另外再做一次
？Because God had already finished creating everything, why was it there something that had not?
这个神要告诉所有的年轻人。
And this is to tell all of the young people.
这个婚姻呢，真的是神所预备的。
That marriage is truly prepared by God.
不是你去找就找得到。
It is not something that just because you look for it, you can find it.
就算好像是你自己认识的。
Even if you knew that person on your own,
也不是你自己的安排。
It is still not by your own arrangement.
就算没有相信神的人呢，都相信恩缘是什么？天所赐的。恩缘就是 marriage， 就是 relationship。
And so even those who do not believe in God believe that marriage is
是上天安排的。没有信神的人都会这样讲。
Even those who don't believe in God realize that it is a match made in heaven.
更何况我们是神的儿女呢
？How much more so for those who are the children of God？
所以亚当凭他自己的观察力、自己的寻找、自己的判断，在找看尽地上所有的活物，都找不到 跟他可以匹配的一个。
So Adam, by his own judgment skills and his own searching and observation, was unable to find someone that was comparable to him.
所以这告诉我们。
And so this tells us
婚姻真的是神的预备。
That marriage is truly prepared by God.
你可能不喜欢被人家介绍，那没有关系，但是你还是要祷告。
Maybe you don't want somebody else to introduce somebody to you, but you still need to pray.
你要祷告让神让你看到神所预备的。
You need to pray that God will allow you to see the one that God has prepared for you.
而不是说哦自己去找。
And not to think that I will go and find that person by myself.
有年轻人这样说了，常常接触很多年轻人。
And there are many, there are youths that say,
哎呀，本地教会也没有几个人。
There are not that many people at my local church.
看到的都从小认识的。
And all of them I have known since I was young.
看到从小流鼻涕的样子，我就不喜欢。
I have seen them with snot coming down their nose when we were little, so I won't be attracted to them.
有人就说了，全美国的青年我都知道。
And, or some say, I know all the youths in the United States.
没有，我看过了，所有看过了，没有一个和我配得上我。
There, I've seen every single one, and there's not a single one that is a good match for myself.
哇，我觉得，那我听的时候，我觉得很厉害。哇，你每一个青年都认识，你都知道每一个都不合适你。
And when I hear this, I think, wow, you're able to know every single youth and know how every single youth is not compatible to you.
我们当传道的，每天每个礼拜在跑，都不敢说我每个人都认识。
Even as pastors, even though every week we are going to various places, we don't dare to say that we know every single person.
有人就说了，教会里面都没有了。
And some people say, in church, there's nobody.
我去外面也可以找一个带回来信呢。
And then I would say, outside, I'll find somebody and bring them to believe.
哦，或者有一些就是很绝望的说，好的都结婚了。
Oh.
有一些很绝望，说好的都已经结婚的了。
Or some of them feel very hopeless, saying that all the good ones have already been married.
剩下那些都很年轻。
And the ones that are left are very young.
当然，这个是我们肉体，我们凭自己眼光所做的判断。
And so this is a judgment that we make based on our own fleshly eyes.
但是你不要忘记了，神看到的比你广。
But don't forget that God sees further than you do.
神有时候帮你预备的是超乎你所想的。
Sometimes what God has prepared for you is beyond what you have expected.
就算这个，你看所有动物里面都没有，神都可以造一个夏娃给他。
Even though you had looked, even though among every animal there was not one comparable, God could still create an Eve for Adam.
就算好像你这里没有，如果神要帮你安排呢，也可以从外面调一个人过来，在你面前让你看到。
And even though there's nobody in front of you right now, God can bring somebody from somewhere else and move them, place them before you.
或是可以把你调到别的地方啊。
Or God can move you to a different location.
问题是你有没有信靠神的心
？But the question is, do you have a heart that trusts in God？
今天呢，很多人就是说，哎呀，都没有。
And so many people today say there's nobody。
他说没有的时候呢，是凭自己的眼光来看。
And when they say there's nobody, this is based on their own observation。
但是呢，神要亚当一种看见，就是要他不要看见。
But what something that God wanted Adam to see is to not look with his own eyes。
就是不要用他自己的眼睛去看。
And to not see or look with his own eyes。
二十一节。
Let us look at verse 21.
主神使他沉睡，他就睡了。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept.
我觉得这句话是整个过程当中的关键。
And I think that this is the turning point in the entire event.
神要帮亚当预备婚姻。
When God wanted to prepare a marriage for Adam.
神没有给配胎一双好的眼睛，或者是望远镜，让他看远一点。
God did not give him a good pair of eyes or give him binoculars so he could see further.
神就他说你直接不用看了，你找不到的了。
God told them, you don't need to see because you're not going to be able to find them on your own.
不在这些动物的当中。
Because that person is not among all of these animals.
神知道其实在他里面。
God knew that actually she is within him.
这个不合常理的。
And this is not something that is logical.
所以神要他睡着。
So God caused him to sleep.
神要帮他开刀。
And God would perform a surgery on him.
这是人类历史第一次外科手术。
And this is the first surgery performed on man in history.
第一个 surgeon, 第一个手术主治医师就是神。
And the first surgeon is God.
你要婚姻要成功啊，你要被开刀了。
In order for marriage to be successful, you need to undergo surgery.
今天我们听起开刀都脚软了，哎呀，又要开刀了。
Today when we hear about surgery, going through surgery, we all get very, our knees shake and we don't want to do it.
在座有谁有被开过刀？举个手来看看。
Of those of you sitting here who has had an operation performed on them before, please raise your hand.
不是很多啊，少数啊。
Very few people.
感谢主。
Thank God.
但是有被开刀过的更感谢主。
But if you have been through a surgery before, then thank God even more so.
因为有被开过刀的人通常呢想法不一样。
Because after you have gone through this, many times your thinking will change.
小弟啊就很感谢神了，上个月就有机会被开刀。
Thank God that.
两个月之前。
2 months ago, I went through a surgery.
就是看完你们之后，不久之后我就被开刀。
And I had the surgery not long after seeing you.
这是 NYTS 之后
was after NYTS.
过了不久。
And not long after NYTS.
9月6号，我还记得很清楚。2016年9月6号。
I remember very clearly on September 6th of 2016.
本来隔天就是要去这个。就是这个伊丽莎白帮助灵恩会。
Originally, I was going to go to Elizabeth in New Jersey the next day.
但是前一天晚上肚子就开始痛。
But the day before, my stomach started hurting.
痛了整个晚上。
And it hurt the entire night.
哇，撑不了了，不能去机场了，直接去医院。
And I could not bear it, and I could not go to the airport. I had to go to the hospital instead.
等了半天，等了十几个钟头。
And I waited for 10 something hours.
医生终于说，哇，这是盲肠，你盲肠发炎。
And
appendicitis.
Oh, and the doctor told me I had appendicitis.
哇，紧急安排开刀。
And I had to have an emergency surgery.
哇，我那时候痛了，我多希望他赶快给我开。
And at that time when I was in such pain, I really hoped that they could perform the surgery faster.
但是要等十几个钟头。
But I had to wait 10 something hours.
哇，但是终于等到我要开刀了。
And finally, it was the time for the surgery.
当然就是要麻醉嘛，这种刀不能不麻醉了。
And then they had to give me anesthesia because you can't have surgery without it.
那医生就告诉我了。
And the doctor told me.
麻醉你的时候很多危险，你可能会醒不过来，你可能会死，你可能会心脏病，你可能会怎么样
？And the doctor told me anesthesia is very dangerous. You may die, you may have a heart attack, or all these other side effects.
他把最不好的先告诉你了，因为他保护自己。
He tells you all the worst possibilities first because to protect himself.
但是他说了一句，如果一切顺利的话，你醒过来就已经开好了。
But if, he told me, if everything goes smoothly, then after you wake up, the surgery will have been completed already.
可能一个钟。
Maybe taking only 1 hour.
那感谢神啊，主耶稣保守。
And thank God that Jesus preserved me.
他开了两个钟差不多。
And he took him about 2 hours.
因为盲肠在里面爆了已经。
Because the appendix had burst.
我们在加拿大医疗是免费，但是要等很久，等了一整天。
In Canada, the healthcare is free, but you have to wait, and so I had to wait an entire day.
但是醒过来的时候，真的开好了。
But when I woke up, everything had gone smooth.
那种开刀就显得痛了就没有了。
And all the pain that I had before the surgery was gone.
这让我感觉到这个麻醉的重要。
And at this time, I understood the importance of anesthesia.
你没有麻醉啊，这样开下去很恐怖。
If you don't have anesthesia, this would be very frightful to have that type of pain.
麻醉就是让你没有知觉。
And anesthesia allows you to not have to be numbed.
没有想法。
And to have no thoughts.
乖乖躺在那边被他宰。
So that you will lay there obediently while they cut you.
转啊，怎么全部弄啊，抽啊。
While they do all these various things within you.
你一定要麻醉啊，让你没有反应，不然的话你会挣扎。
Because you must be numbed, or else you would struggle.
如果你太多想法、太多挣扎的话，没有办法帮你开刀。
If you have too many thoughts of your own and too many opinions, then you will struggle.
神要一个人得到祝福之前。
And they won't be able to do the surgery before God can bless a person.
那个人一定要完全的交托给神。
That person must completely entrust everything to God.
就好像被麻醉一样。
Just as if you were having anesthesia.
这种沉睡不是睡着，而是一种完全被麻醉的状态。
This was a deep sleep, not just to be fallen asleep, but to be numbed.
连那个肚子被切开了。
That even though his
都没感觉，继续睡。
His side was cut open. He did not feel it. He continued to sleep.
这是很深、很值得我们思考的道理。
And this is something a point that is very worthy for us to consider.
我们人有时候就是意见太多。
Sometimes as men, we have too many opinions.
年轻人意见太多。
For young people, they have too many opinions.
父母意见更多。
And as parents, they have even more opinions.
有自己的理想。
They have their own ideal.
有自己的想法。
They have their own thoughts.
有自己的意见。
They have their own opinion.
所以到最后啊，没有办法看到神的预备。
And so at the end, they are unable to see the preparation of God.
神说要你睡。
But God wants you to sleep.
你要完全的把自己交托。
God wants you to completely entrust yourself.
神不会强迫你接受他给你预备的一切。
God will not force you to accept the preparation He has made for you.
你一开始可能不喜欢，或是不觉得不配。
Even though in the beginning you may not like it or not think that it was a good match.
但是如果你经过祷告之后。
But after going through a process of prayer.
神感动你，明白一些事情。
God will move you so that you can understand something.
看到原来神的安排还是最好的。
To understand that truly God's arrangement is the best.
所以中文字很有意思啊，结婚这个婚字啊，为什么结婚叫婚
？And so in Chinese, the word for marriage it has the word for.
婚字就是女在旁边啊，然后加一个婚嘛，女人在旁边，但是你要婚了之后你才会结。
So you have to become unconscious.
你太清醒了，太清醒，太精了，算得太厉害。
If you are too shrewd or too calculating, then you will not be able to get married.
有人说啊，我要先计算一下这个跟这个人结婚的成功比例、成功的几率有多少？看他的家庭背景啊、收入啊、外貌啊、身高啊、基因啊，算一算。
Some people want to compare, to calculate all the compatibility with a person beforehand. What is their family background? What is their height? What is their education?
你越算了越不敢结。
And the more they calculate, the more afraid they are to get married.
还没有完全交托自己。
Because they have not fainted and given themselves
completely over. 你要先把自己的主权交给主耶稣。
And you have to first give up your own, give up the authority to God.
让主耶稣来带领你。
And to ask Jesus to guide you.
这个就是 沉睡的道理。
And this is the teaching behind a deep sleep.
有一个姐妹，她年纪也不小了。
And there is a sister who is not that young.
然后她还没有找到对象。
And she has not found a husband yet.
其实也不是没有对象。
And it is not that there is no.
其实介绍给她了，她觉得不是很满意，所以她继续等，继续找。
It is that many people have tried introducing her, but she's not satisfied with them, and so she keeps on waiting. And
然后来呢，教会的介绍人又介绍一个弟兄给她。
And then at the end, the marriage coordinator of the church introduced her, introduced a brother to her.
她看这个资料，觉得说这个人的外貌很木讷，很木讷，就是 boring 的样子。
When she looked at his information, she thought from his outward appearance that he's very boring.
她想说这个不是神的预备。
And she thought this is not the plan that God. This is not the preparation of God.
那后来她有一个亲戚啊，就跟她问起这个事情。
And so a relative asked her a few things.
那个亲戚就跟她讲。
And the relative told her.
你都没有去认识，也没有好好祷告，你就说这个不是神的预备。
You have not really gotten to know that person and have not really prayed about it, then you think it's not a good match.
你这样子挑哦,
you are so picky.
你以后就说错事很多机会了,
and if you do this, then you will miss out on many opportunities.
她一直想这个问题,
and so she kept on thinking about this.
好了，既然这样就至少就相亲一次嘛。
Then she said, okay, then in that case, then maybe let me just try this one time.
看了觉得讨厌，才不继续也没有关系。
And if I meet and I don't like him, then we just won't continue.
一相亲的时候，哇，那个弟兄比他矮半个头。
And when she met on a date,
她已经不高了，弟兄还比她矮半个头。
The brother was half a head shorter than her, and she's already not very tall.
哎，又样子就太老实的样子。
And he looked too honest.
哎呀，她就想说怎么办呢？
And then she thought, oh, what should I do?
但是出来了，饭还是要吃啊。
But I've already come out, so I still have to finish this meal.
就把这顿饭吃完再说。
Okay, so let us just finish a meal, and then I'll see.
但是在聊天的过程当中呢，发觉，哎，这个弟兄他对神的心呢，很单纯。
But as they were chatting while they were eating, she realized that his heart of faith towards God is very simple.
很善良。
And he is a very good person.
不好意思说马上吃完饭就不联络，好像这样很让人伤心。
And then so she felt bad to not be in contact after the meal, or else she would make it sad.
再联络一阵子再看看。
And so she thought, oh, let me just keep in touch for a short while and then see.
这个越联络当中呢，越发觉对方真的是神所安排的。
And the more that they kept in touch, the more she realized that this is truly the one God had prepared.
虽然呢，带出来在旁边呢，矮半个头，就好像真的好像弟弟一样。
Even though
没那么好看呢。
Even though he was half a head shorter than her, and then it did not look that good.
但是他觉得说神的安排，我们不要挑。But
she knew that if it's God's arrangement, then we should not pick on it.
最后呢，就进到礼堂了，就结婚了。And
so at the end, they were married.
婚后呢？After
marriage.
哇，这个姐妹觉得说还好有捡到这个宝，没有走眼。She
said, she's so thankful that she had picked this treasure or gained this treasure.
脾气很好。
Because this brother has a very good temper.
又很顾家,
and he is very good about taking care of the home. And he is very affectionate to the children.
拿到了钱呢，通通拿回来就要交给太太管。
And he brings home all of the money for the wife to take to do what she wants.
那就很爱太太。
And he loves his wife very much.
这个姐妹觉得说，这个丈夫太好了。
And so this wife felt that this husband is just too good.
虽然身高矮一点点。
Even though he is not as tall.
但是也没有关系，到老的时候我们都变矮嘛。
But it's okay, when we're old, we all become short.
对不对？多高多矮其实也不是很重要。
Whether we're tall or short, it doesn't really matter.
所以他就觉得说，真的是有时候我们的要顺服，要看到用信心来看神的安排。
So sometimes we really need to use faith to see, to look at the preparation or arrangement of God.
所以亚当呢就睡着了。
And so here, Adam fell asleep.
之后的事情我们都知道了，神就帮他开刀了。
And after that, we know that what God did, he performed a surgery on her.
拿出了一根肋骨。
And he took out one of his ribs.
就造成一个女人了。
And then he created woman.
这个就是这个女人的由来。
And this was where woman came from.
好了，那 男人这个亚当睡也不能永远睡啊，总是要醒过来的时候。
But for Adam to sleep, he cannot sleep forever. He had to wake up at some point.
所以这种另外一种看见呢，就是他醒过来的时候的看见。
And so the third thing that he sees is what he sees when he wakes up.
22节。
Verse 22.
主神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
22. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
那人说了，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。
23. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
好，这里说了另外一种看见呢，就醒过来之后的看见。
And so the third thing that he sees is, the third thing to be seen is what he sees when he wakes up.
就是告诉我们呢，要把握机会。
And this tells us that we need to grasp hold of the opportunity.
你想想看啊，有时候开完刀麻药退的时候啊，醒过来啊，都是懵懵松松的。
And after we have come out of a surgery and after the anesthesia has worn away, sometimes we are still very unclear.
有时候没有很清醒。
We haven't completely woken up yet.
但是神的开刀不一样。
But for God's surgery, it is different.
让他麻完之后醒过来，马上可以做决定。
After he has been numbed, when he wakes up, he can make a decision immediately.
基本上神把那个女人带到他面前，就是让他发表一下意见的意思了。
And for God to bring this woman before him is so that he can give his opinion about it.
神没有马上说什么。
God did not say something immediately.
神没有说这个就是你的，你一定要接受啊，这个是你跟你一辈子的了。
God did not say this is yours and you have to accept and she will be with you for the rest of your life.
神没有讲话。
God did not speak.
女人也没讲话。
And the woman did not speak.
等着谁讲话呢？
And who, they waited for who to speak.
就等这个男人讲话。
They waited for the man to speak.
男人要发表要表示意见呢。
And the man had to give his opinion and to express how he felt.
关键的时候你要做决定。
At the crucial moment, he had to make a decision.
尤其是弟兄。
Especially for the brother.
主导权是弟兄。主导权啊，这个那个 role， 那个 main role， main character。
The role is for man.
不是父母帮你决定要不要。
It is not for the parents to decide whether they like it or not.
啊，也不是别人说好还是不好。
It is not for other people to say whether they like it or not.
你醒过来，你要决定，哎，现在是神的安排了，在你面前了，你要不要？你接不接受
？When you wake up and you have to see, is this the arrangement of God? Do you accept it or do you not?
要把握机会啊。
You need to grasp hold of this opportunity.
神已经把这个创造最美的这个女人啊，造在亚当面前。
Because God has already created this most beautiful woman before Adam.
你要把握，你有没有办法把握这个机会
？Are you able to grasp hold of this opportunity?
我们看《传道书》第九章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes.
九章的第十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
传道书九章的十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11.
我又转念，见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得智财，灵巧的未得喜悦，所临到众人的在乎当时的机会。
Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
这个传道书里面的智慧啊
，This is the wisdom in the book of Ecclesiastes.
不是你跑得快就会赢。
It is not if you run fast that you can win.
不是你很聪明就可以得到很多粮食、啊。
It is not that if you are very smart that you can gain a lot of food.
做生意会不会成功，看你有没有遇到机会。
Whether or not your business can be successful is whether or not you have the opportunity.
比赛会不会赢，看你有没有把握机会。
And whether you can win the race depends on if you have grasped hold of the opportunity.
同样在。面对选择配偶的婚姻，免得婚姻的抉择的时候
，And it is the same when you are facing a decision in your marriage.
也是神会给你机会。
It is God who will give you the opportunity.
神会不单只给你一个机会，有时候你一个机会错过了，神会另外一个机会给你。
When you have missed an opportunity, God will continue to give you more opportunities.
但是如果你一直错过神给你的机会的时候
，But if you keep on missing the opportunities that God has given you,
有时候过了之后。就再没有机会了。
After has passed, and sometimes there is no more opportunity.
有时候呢，可能你一辈子只遇到一次机会，说不定。
And maybe in your whole lifetime you meet with only one opportunity.
你可以想象啊，如果那天亚当醒过来还懵懵松松，哎呀，我还不想做决定。
If that day Adam woke up from his sleep and he said, "Oh, not very clear minded. I don't really want to make a decision."
神把夏娃拿过来，他还不想看，他说：“等一下吧。”
And God had brought Adam, brought Eve before him, and he may say, I don't really want to see her right now.
亚当说， 还有没有别的选择
？Or if Adam has said, are there any other options?
可不可以再 custom make, 可以再调整一下
？Can I customize or to adjust?
好吧，神可能棍子拿下来了，敲他了。
And God may use a rod to strike him.
或者神不要啊，神说你不要啊，拿走没有了。
And God may say, if you don't want her, then I'll just take her away, and then you have nothing.
亚当这是一辈子没有做几个好的决定，我看这个决定是最好的决定。
But Adam did not make many very good choices in his life, but this is one of them.
神给他的，他马上接受。
What he, God gave him, he accepted immediately.
所以啊，今天也是一样。
And so today it is the same.
我们当碰到美好的机会的时候
，When we meet with a good opportunity,
你要把握机会。
You need to grasp hold of this opportunity.
有一个弟兄
，There's a brother.
差不多30岁了，还没有找到配偶，还没有找到结婚的对象。
He is around 30 years old and he has not found somebody to marry.
很难得，哎呀，这个介绍人呢，帮他找到一位信仰不错的姐妹。
And then a marriage coordinator was able to find somebody for him that had very good faith.
这位姐妹也喜欢他。
And the sister liked him as well.
这个弟兄也觉得这个姐妹不错，信仰也很好。
And this brother thought this sister is pretty good and her faith is good.
他们就交往。
And so they started to
交往，一直这个弟兄一直没有办法做决定。
And they continued to date, but throughout this time, the brother was unable to make a decision.
那到最后了，好了，真的还是结婚了。
But at the end, he said, okay, let's get married.
那结婚之前
，before the marriage，
几天呢，都在别扭，都在这个挣扎。哎呀，是不是？哎呀，好像恐惧，也不想结。
And so, about a few days before the marriage, he was still very indecisive and very fearful of committing.
他觉得说，哎呀，我不行，我不能啊。
And he said, oh no, I can't do this.
哇，那个时候。他的妈妈就很急。
At this time, his mother was very worried.
那妈妈呢？晚上做了一个梦。
And that the mother dreamed something that.
梦到他的儿子啊，在一个河边。
Dreamed of her son by a river.
在等船呢。
Waiting for a boat.
有一只船来了，这个儿子没有上船，然后这个船就走了。
And then the boat came, but her son did not get on it, and then the boat left.
这个妈妈就醒过来。
And then the mother woke up.
马上把他儿子招醒。
And then she immediately woke up her son.
他说：“主耶稣给我这个梦。”
And so it said that Jesus gave me a dream.
儿子说什么梦？
And the son said, "What kind of dream?"
让他想起一句中国的成语。
And this made her think of a Chinese saying.
苏州过后，没艇搭，有没有这句话？国语里面有没有？苏州过后了，就找不到船搭了啊，找不到船了。
So if the time passes, then you cannot get on the boat.
过了这个 location 呢，过了这个苏州这个地方，就没有船可以坐了。
When you have missed, if you miss the location, then there's no boat for you to get on.
他跟他儿子说，这个是你的决定。
And so she said to her son, "This is your decision."
但是我告诉你，我做了这个梦。
But I will tell you that this is a dream that I had.
这个机会你没有把握，可能你以后就没有。
If you do not take hold of this opportunity, then you may miss in the future.
吓一跳。
And so the son is scared him.
剩下几天好好祷告。
And then the remaining last days, few days,
he 鼓起勇气，把握神给的这个机会。
And he took up his courage and to take hold of this opportunity.
走进礼堂，把婚结了。走进礼堂，把婚结了，就是结了婚了。
And so they were able to successfully be married.
我们也不要怪年轻人，有时候这种压力是很大的哦。
And we cannot blame the youth. Sometimes this pressure is very great.
但是感谢主，他有这个勇气。
But thank God that he was able to come up with the courage.
现在很好了，过了十几年，生了两个很乖、很好的小孩。
And thank God that they have a very happy and after being married for 10 years, they have 2 children.
在教会里面侍奉。
And they are serving together in the church.
夫妻啊，都很同心。
And the two of them, husband and wife, are very united.
所以在看到神预备给我们的机会的时候，我们就不要犹豫。
And so when we see the opportunity that God has given us, then we should not delay.
那女人要看到什么呢？
And what does woman need to see?
很奇妙，这一段里面呢，唯一没有讲话的就是谁呢？
Very miraculously, the only person who did not speak in this event is who?
这是谁？
Who?
姐妹们都是谁？
Sisters who?
就是女人没讲话。
It is a woman.
哇，这个很奇妙，圣经特别安排的。
This is very miraculous. It is arranged so in the Bible.
其实女人天生啊，神造女人的时候，女人是比男人会讲话。
And so God created women to most of them to like to speak more than men.
女生很快就学讲话，讲话又很清楚又很快，所以男生有时候都讲不过。
And so women can speak very quickly and can speak very clearly when they speak. So man cannot win them in an argument.
其实一开始不是这样的，一开始男生很会讲话的。你看这段里面哦，男人还会作诗啊，说哇，你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Originally, it was not so. Man was able to speak very eloquently and write this poem of "You are my bone, the bones of my bone."
男生要多学，你不会打扫、不会煮饭没关系，嘴巴甜一点。 肯定你婚姻幸福。
So men, you need to learn this, that even if you don't know how to clean or cook, you need to learn how to have a sweeter mouth, sweeter words, and you will have a happy life.
不是很聪明，不是很会赚钱，没有关系，嘴巴甜一点就好了。
If you don't,
就搞定了。
Know how to make money very well,
对太太
not very smart, it's okay.
温柔一点，鼓励一点，支持一点。
If you can be more gentle and supportive and kind to your wife.
那个一开始啊，这个夏娃都没讲话了。
In the beginning, Eve did not speak.
那为什么这里特别说她不讲话呢
？Why did she not speak in this entire event?
她很顺服，她都被造出来，也没有意思，她是顺服神的安排。
She was very submissive. That she was, she was created, and therefore she submitted to the arrangement of God.
因为是神把她拿出来的，所以神才知道把放在哪里是最好啊。
And it was God who took her out, and so God, out of his rib, so God knows best where she should go.
她一出来什么都不知道。
When she first was created, she did not know anything else.
所以这也是告诉我们年轻姐妹们。
And so this is also to tell the young women.
要在婚姻里面得到神的祝福啊。
That in marriage to receive the blessing of God.
要有顺服的心，要有谦卑的心。
You must have a submissive heart and a humble heart.
不要用世俗的眼光来考虑婚姻的事情。
Do not use a worldly eyes to consider the matter of marriage.
无可否认啊，现在男女平权，女生接受教育的机会已经平等了。
And we it's undeniable that today women have there's a lot of equality for women and they are able to get as educated as men.
大学里面女生的比例也比男生越来越多了。
And there are more and more women who are in college.
很多女生在社会上的工作啊、地位啊、收入啊，都比弟兄高。
In the society, there are many women whose status or their salary is higher than men.
因为神造女生比较聪明嘛。
Because God created women to be more smart.
因为她要帮男生，她要帮丈夫。
Because they need to help the man and to help their husband.
如果你比他还笨的话，怎么帮他
？If you are not as smart as him, then how can you help him?
你一定是比他还好一点，哎，可以帮他。
You have to be better than him so that
某一种程度上面，你还比他强啊。
In certain aspects that you are stronger than him.
那现在教会里面很多姐妹也很优秀啊。
In church, there are many sisters who are very
工作啊、收入啊、社会地位都很高。
They have very good salary and they have a good status in society.
但是我们就不能用世俗的眼光去。
But we cannot use our worldly perspective to look at.
我有这个地步，那弟兄一定要比我还高一点哦，至少跟我一样，我才会接受。
And that if we think the brother needs to be either the same or a little bit higher than I am, then I will accept him.
这个不是圣经的观念。
This is not a concept in the Bible.
圣经观念是当姐妹的，无论你多高的收入、多高的学历，你还是要帮助你的丈夫。
The concept of the Bible is that for a sister, no matter how much your salary is or how high your education, you still need to help your husband.
你要补他。补他的缺乏的地方。
You need to make up for the areas in which he is weak.
同时呢，他也会补你所缺乏的地方。
At the same time, he makes up for the areas in which you are weak.
这样就是神的安排。
And this is the arrangement of God.
所以你看这一段里面呢，这三个看见。
And so in this passage, we see three things that are seen.
神的看见。
What God sees.
人是软弱的，人是有需要的。
Which is that man is weak and a man has need.
这两个不完美的人要凑在一起。
That it is two incomplete people who are come together.
要走婚姻的道路。
To walk this journey of marriage.
第二，人的看见。
Secondly, what man sees.
先沉睡，先睡着了。
First, he falls into a deep sleep.
要交托给神。
And entrust completely.
不要用这双眼来看。
And does not use his own eyesight to see.
不要用自己的理想来找。
Does not look according to his own ideal.
要用信心的眼目去看到神的预备。
But uses eyes of faith to see the preparation of God.
再来，醒过来之后，就是要看到神的预备，就要把握机会。
And after he awakes to see the arrangement of God and to take hold of that opportunity.
姐妹们也不要用被世俗的观念所影响。
And for sisters not to be affected by the worldly concepts.
神造我们聪明、漂亮、贤惠、能干，但是我们要谦卑。
God allows us to be very capable and to be very beautiful, but we need to be humble.
感谢神，我们早上就以这个道理来互相勉励。
Thank God that we can use this message to encourage everyone this morning.
唱诗403首。
Let us sing hymn 403.